This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An earthquake has shaken Indonesia's main island of Java, killing at least 46 people, damaging dozens of people and sending residents into the capital's streets for safety. The U.S. Geological Survey says that the magnitude 5.6 quake was centered in West Java, a province at a depth of about 6 miles. And the National Disaster Mitigation Agency says it killed at least 46 people, injured about 700 others, many of whom were hit by collapsed buildings. Dozens of buildings were damaged, including an Islamic boarding school, a hospital, and other public facilities. The quake was felt strongly in the greater Jakarta area. High rises in the capital swayed and some were evacuated. Powerful explosions from shelling have hit Ukraine's Zaporizhia region, the site of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency said more than a dozen blasts shook the Russia-occupied facility on Sunday, damaging buildings and equipment. Ukraine blamed Russia, saying it was trying to prevent the plant from partially restarting to deliver electricity to millions of Ukrainians who are without heat, power, or water in the freezing cold. The southern Chinese metropolis of Guangzhou has been locked down. Its largest district as it tries to tamp down a major COVID-19 outbreak, suspending public transit and requiring residents to present a negative test if they want to leave their homes. The outbreak is testing China's attempts to bring a more targeted approach to its zero-tolerance COVID policies while facing public and multiple outbreaks. This is VOA News. There is an agreement for a UN climate deal which includes calamity cash. More details from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Negotiators have approved an historic deal to create a fund for compensating poor nations that are victims of extreme weather worsened by rich countries' carbon pollution. However, there was little progress at the talks in addressing the root cause of climate change, the burning of fossil fuels. The decision establishes a fund for what negotiators call loss and damage. It's a big win for poorer nations, which have long called for cash, sometimes viewed as reparations, because they are often the victims of climate disasters, despite having contributed little to the pollution that heats up the globe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As the community reacts to the killings of 5 people at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, U.S. President Biden has spoken out against the attack. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
The mayor of Colorado Springs, John Southers.
This is a horrible crime.
A 22-year-old gunman identified as Anderson Aldridge allegedly entered the Club Q, which caters to the LGBTQ community, opening fire with a long rifle late Saturday. Police Chief Adrian Vasquez on KRDO-TV says
at least 2 heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect and were able to stop the suspect.
District Attorney Michael Allen says this type of targeted violence will not be tolerated.
Every person, regardless of who they are, have the right to be secure from fear and physical harm.
This is the country's 6th mass killing this month. Colorado's governor, who's openly gay, calls it sickening. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida Monday chose Takayuki Matsumoto as the next internal affairs minister. The previous incumbent, Minoru Torado, was forced to resign over funding irregularities. It was a blow to the scandal-prone cabinet that has already lost 2 ministers this month. Matsumoto is a former foreign minister from a faction of Japan's governing Liberal Democratic Party. Kishida told local media in Tokyo that Matsumoto is expected to take on responsibilities such as local finances, tax systems, information and communications as the new minister. The British government on Sunday denied a report that it is seeking Swiss-style relationship with the European Union that would remove many of the economic barriers erected by Brexit, even as it tries to improve ties with the bloc after years of acrimony. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.